You're listening to South Florida Arts Beat on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Later on the program, we'll hear about Wynwood's new drive-in, Chef Norman Van Akins's A Word on Food, and Andy Newman's Florida Keys calendar. Now our classical arts contributor, Charles Greenfield, casts his gaze up north to Palm Beach's Kravis Center.
While concertgoers in South Florida are somewhat familiar with the classical programs emanating from the Tri-County's two major venues, Miami's Arts Center and Fort Lauderdale's Broward Center for the Performing Arts, there is less publicity and information concerning West Palm Beach's Kravis Center for the Performing Arts, a 5.4-acre property located at 701 Okeechobee Boulevard, adjacent to the popular City Place shopping and restaurant complex. The Kravis Center first opened its doors in September 1992, and its grand gala opening in late November of that year featured the Florida Philharmonic Orchestra under conductor James Judd, Master of Ceremonies Burt Reynolds, soprano greats Roberta Peters and Leontine Price, famed violinist Isaac Stern, jazz immortal Ella Fitzgerald, actress Faith Prince, comedian Lily Tomlin, and the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater. Now in its 22nd season, the Kravis Center packs a large punch with its classical programming in the Alexander Dreyfus Concert Hall. For the 2013-14 season, orchestras, conductors, and artists include violinists Itzhak Perlman and Joshua Bell, the Israel Philharmonic Orchestra and Zubin Mehta, the Detroit Symphony Orchestra and Leonard Slatkin, the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra under Joanne Folletta, and Russian pianist Olga Kern, a South Florida favorite. To give more perspective on the season and the mission of the Kravis Center, I recently spoke to Sharon McDaniel, Regional Arts Programming Associate and host for the center's pre-performance discussions. Sharon McDaniel, welcome to South Florida Arts Beat.
Thank you so much, Charles. It's a pleasure.
Sharon, first, what is the mission statement of the Kravis Center? And concerning your classical program, how do you see it as being different, the same, as the ones in Fort Lauderdale and Miami?
Basically, the Kravis Center's mission is to schedule a diverse range of national and international artists and companies of the highest artistic level. In the regional art series in particular, we are bringing some of the top-notch orchestras, recitalists, soloists, and frankly, we're the only ones in Palm Beach County who are able to give this wide a range, meaning 16 concerts each season, that feature the top of the best of the best.
And I hear that the center has a pre-performance discussion right before, of course, the performances themselves.
Absolutely. I'm the one that gives those usually. And basically what I want to do is place people in the living room of the composer with the coffee cup creating a ring on the piano and letting people know what that composer's thinking of at the time. Place it in history so they know what's going on outside his living room and how all of that works into the music that they'll hear that night.
Well, I'm sure Steinway doesn't mind. Now, the Venezuela Symphony Orchestra was scheduled for November 21st, but has been canceled, and the great violinist Itzhak Perlman comes to your stage December 16th and 18th. What can we expect from one of South Florida's favorite international artists?
Well, you know Maestro Perlman. He likes to surprise us. He doesn't announce his program as very far ahead, but every time we've had him here, and he's a Kravis audience favorite, he's presented some absolutely splendid programs, and the encores are incredible, too.
Yes, his encores are quite special, and we have people dancing in the aisles, I hear.
Absolutely. He's really so charming. His personality comes through the music, and that's what people really love about those specialties.
Now, you start the new year, January 5th, with Duo Amal, which is an interesting Palestinian-Israeli piano duo of Bishara Haroni and Yaron Kohlberg. Interesting concept of two very different nations, usually in conflict, but here in the arts, together.
Absolutely, and we thought it was such a wonderful concept, that idea of Amal being the Arabic word for hope. And these two young men were sort of introduced by Zubin Mehta, one of the great conductors, who himself has been conducting an east-west type of orchestra. So we thought it was time to bring them here. They'll be making their Florida debut.
And they will be doing Stravinsky's Petrushka and Schubert's Fantasia in F minor.
Oh, the Petrushka is such fun. It's a blast to watch pianists play that. They're taking the place of the entire orchestra, and the Stravinsky is actually an arrangement by the composer himself.
Now, the rest of January includes the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra on the 19th and two concerts by the Haifa Symphony Orchestra the 28th and 29th. A brief description of players and works?
Actually, I should warn people, the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra is almost sold out. That's because they're such a popular group. They're an extraordinarily wonderful New York ensemble, and they're bringing with them Nobuyuki Tsujii, who is the young, blind Japanese pianist who just blew everybody away at the 2009 Van Cliburn competition, and he's playing Beethoven's Emperor Concerto. So if they want tickets for that, it's something they should look into pretty quickly.
And the Haifa Symphony Orchestra, quickly, what are they playing?
Haifa is coming with Mozart's 40th Symphony, and they have two different soloists. A young Israeli composer has written a concerto for viola based on melodies from Mount Carmel and from Haifa, where he's from. And we have a piano soloist who's returning to South Florida, Roman Rabinovich, who's playing the Beethoven Symphony No. 3. Not to forget, we're going to hear the Dvorak New World Symphony, and it's an anniversary year for that also, 1893 to 2013.
There you go. And February, very busy month, the 9th and 10th, the Buffalo Philharmonic with its real upcoming conductor, Joanne Folletta. Tell us about this wonderful young conductor.
She is just so marvelous. She's got great creativity, great energy on the podium, and she has really helped to put Buffalo even further on the map. How many times have you listened to American public media or performance today? You very often hear the Buffalo Philharmonic because of the great work she does and all those nice CDs she's been releasing of music that we don't normally hear. She's a great credit for that.
Now, the sort of the middle to the end of the season, Leonard Slatkin, Detroit Symphony, February 25, 26, Ravel, Rachmaninoff, Copland, Prokofiev, Tchaikovsky, and the popular and talented Olga Kern.
It's a great pleasure to have her back. She was here right after she won her Van Cliburn gold medal several years ago, and she hasn't been back since, so we're grateful that she's here.
She's doing the Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini, the 25th, and Prokofiev's First Piano Concerto on the 26th.
Which is a real hoot because the young Prokofiev decided he was going to break all the rules.
There we go. But the Chamber Orchestra of Kremlin will be there March 13th, and March 16th, Joshua Bell will lead the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, Brahms, and Beethoven.
Absolutely. And again, Academy, because of Joshua, is going to be very limited in tickets at this point. Joshua Bell will be making his first appearance as new music director of the Academy, as well as its violin soloist in the Brahms Concerto, which is just amazing to see him conduct and play that work.
Interesting transition. Some of our older listeners will remember how Ashkenazi went from piano to orchestra,
Absolutely.
And then you finish the season with a huge explosion of sound. Zubin Mehta, Israel Philharmonic, Brahms, and Tchaikovsky, March 24th.
This is, again, such a popular ticket. People actually are on standby for this concert, so people should put in their names immediately if they would like a ticket. He's bringing two wonderful soloists, Pinka Zuckerman violin and Zuckerman's wife, Amanda Forsyth, cello, and they're doing the Brahms double concerto for violin and cello.
Well, I can understand why tickets would be very, very tight for that. Well, Sharon McDaniel, I want to thank you so much for attending South Florida Arts Beat.
Charles, it's been such a pleasure. Thank you.
The Raymond F. Kravis Center for the Performing Arts in West Palm Beach has brought a varied and comprehensive series of classical concerts to Palm Beach County for over 21 years. In addition to providing arts education programs, popular music from Broadway, musicals, dances, comedians, and opera, the classical program has often surprised listeners further south in the county by its offerings of outstanding international artists and orchestras. For further information, call 561-832-7469 or go to their website at kravis.org. For South Florida Arts Beat, I'm Charles Greenfield.
Charles Greenfield is a classical music contributor for the Sun Sentinel and has written for the Miami Herald. You can email him at cdgpm@bellsouth.net. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat continues in just a moment.